For this Wednesday, September 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Fire crews were dispatched on an active fire call in Poseyville on Tuesday around 12:45 in the afternoon. The fire happened at the former offices and shop of Nick's Industrial on Futchel Avenue. Since Nick's had moved their operations, the building had been occupied by Mainstream Fiber. Also adjoined in another part of the building is Rugged Armor Linings. Rugged Armor on Facebook announced that their shop had gotten a little smoky from the nearby fire and that they are working on lining up a new spot. There has been no word from Mainstream Fiber on the situation and no word on how the fire began. Crews on scene say no one was hurt as everyone inside got out safely. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management has set another Air Quality Action Day for Mount Vernon today. The ozone levels in southwest Indiana cities, including Evansville, Huntingburg, Princeton, Rockport, Tell City, and Vincennes, are expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups. Indiana Department of Environmental Management says that continued unseasonably warm temperatures, along with low humidity, sun, and light wildfire smoke, are contributing factors. During advisories, residents should limit physical exertion outdoors. Westside Nightclub officials say they have been made aware of fraudulent online posts claiming to sell vendor spots for this year's fall festival. According to the nightclub's Facebook post, all official vendor spots are only handled through their street committee and are completely full for this year's fall festival. Nightclub officials ask if you see any suspicious posts or pages claiming otherwise to please report them. This Friday is week 5 of the high school football regular season, and on Monday, the updated Indiana Football Coaches Association poll was released. There are several tri-state teams that are ranked after 4 weeks. In Class 5A, Castle was 10th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 1st, and Wrights is 10th. Class 3A has Memorial ranked 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, and Modern Day 5th. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon volleyball lost in straight sets at Carmi. The Wildcats have a record of 5-10. North Posey boys tennis defeated Mount Vernon on the road 4-1. The Vikings improved to 10-2 on the year and 7-2 in the PAC. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey girls soccer battles Day School at home at 5 o'clock. North Posey boys tennis welcomes Modern Day for a 4:30 match. And North Posey girls golf travels to Princeton at 4:15. This evening in local college sports, USI men's soccer plays host to Belmont at 6 and Evansville men's soccer is at Dayton at 6. Finishing up in Major League Baseball from Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals shut out the Cincinnati Reds at home 3-0. The Cardinals are 74-78, and the Reds are 75-76. They have split the first two games of the series, and the three-game set concludes this afternoon at 12:15. The Chicago Cubs won their third straight game with the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-1. The Cubs improved to 87-64 and go for a three-game sweep in Pittsburgh today at 11:35. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, September 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.